In this episode, I reveal what happens when you decide to swap your boring product images for crazy product images. Oh yeah, we're going outside the box today. Let's get nutty.
Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Welcome to episode number 4949 of the Private Labeler Show, where we're helping 1,000 amazing people such as yourself, the person listening, such as you, start an online business in 2016. Thank you so much. As you can probably tell, I am in a great mood, and you should be as well, because it is about that time where we make things happen, folks. So thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate you. No matter where in the world you're listening, no matter what you're doing right now, you know, maybe you're baking a cake for a birthday party and you're listening to me in the background. I don't know, maybe you're in a cubicle right now, you know, dealing with people that you don't want to deal with. The cubicle zombies, watch out for them. Maybe you're just on your way home from a workout. No matter where you are, thank you for tuning in. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. So in just a minute, I'm going to reveal to you some awesome results, some eye-opening results that I recently had from some split testing that I have been doing with product images, okay? So getting really creative, really outside the box, and kind of just running some mad scientist experiments just to see what would happen. And I was kind of shocked by the results, and I want to share what I did with you and my learnings from it. So hopefully you can take that in your business and apply it. But before we get to all that, I just wanted to take a quick second just to check in with you guys. So as you may know, we are coming up on the fourth quarter rapidly. And as the fourth quarter kind of starts, we almost dive right into the holiday season on Amazon. Yes, that sounds scary. It's like, where did summer go, right? Well, it's coming up rapidly. So the reason why I'm bringing this up is I need to ask you this. How many products do you have up right now on Amazon? If you have multiple and you're doing well, hey, thumbs up, congratulations. You're awesome. You're in store for a wild ride this holiday season on Amazon. All the best to you. You're going to crush it. But if you don't even have a product out yet and you've been listening to this podcast for weeks or months, what the heck are you waiting for? Make it happen. Draw a line in the sand today, right freaking now. Pause this episode. Pause it right now and say, I am going to have a product out by such and such a date on Amazon, hopefully before the crazy madness of the holiday season. Write that down. Write it down on a sheet of paper. Write it down on a whiteboard. I don't care, whatever. Put it somewhere where you can see it every single day, so that way it's on your mind and you can start taking action to get that product up there before the crazy madness of the holiday season on Amazon starts. So that should be your goal. If you don't have a product up yet, you got to get it up before then. If there's anything we can help you with, make sure you ask questions in the Facebook group at privatelabelershow.com/FB. All right. So that's kind of my rant and just check in with you guys. I wanted to quickly reveal now the results of a split test poll that I put out in the Facebook group in the past few weeks. So a couple weeks ago, I put a poll out there. I said, hey, what do you guys think would perform better? The price of $21.95 or the price of $21.97? I let you guys vote on it. So if you're a member of the Facebook group, you've probably seen that poll. Some of you guys voted in on that. I think it was 50-50 down the middle, kind of a split on what you guys thought would perform better. So here is the result of that poll that I'm revealing if you've been anxiously waiting, which I'm sure all of you have been. So the price of $21.95 outperformed the price point of $21.97, okay? So if you've been following some of the podcasts, you know I'm huge on split testing, and I've been split testing different price points and things like that. So far, my optimal price point is $21.95. Now, what I'm going to do from there is split test price points of, you know, $22.95, $23.95, so on and so forth. I'm going to kind of just keep switching it up to see how high I can go and still maintain my conversion rate and maximum profitability. As you guys know, I'm doing that with Splitly. I'm a huge fan of that, so I just wanted to reveal those price points to you. And that doesn't necessarily mean that the price point of ending in $0.95 is going to be the best for your products. So I would highly encourage you to split test and check those out on your products that you have, okay? That's just what works best for my products. All right, the bell has rung, everybody, so it is time to get this party started. So recently, I ran some sort of experiments, some kind of like mad scientist experiments when it comes to my product images. So as you know, if you guys have been listening to the podcast, you know that images are extremely important to your product's success on Amazon. So as I was kind of sitting there, I thought, you know what? Most people play it safe when it comes to their images, and they don't really do anything outside the box or crazy. They just kind of, you know, you just have normal images and they're really high quality and, you know, they're shot really nice. But a lot of my competitors, just like your competitors, we're going to be kind of doing the same stuff, thinking the same way with images. So my theory was that if I had some of my main images swapped out for really off-the-wall creative images of that product, could I dramatically impact the sales of my products? So my theory was that, let's say a customer types in the word grill brush because they're looking for a grill brush and they're going to get a page of grill brushes. And if you look at all the images that pop up, the main image, the majority of the images there are going to be pretty much all the same. Okay, so the customer really, when they're scrolling through, they're gonna pick what they pick. But my theory was that if I had such an off-the-wall main image on my products that as that customer is scrolling through, they're going to definitely notice my product because it's going to be so different compared to everybody else's that they just have that curiosity to click on it. So once they click on it, then I could convert them. So I'm going to get more impressions and more sales, things like that. So that was kind of my theory and where I was going with this. Now, what I did was I reached out to my photographer on a couple of new products that I was launching. And I said, hey, you know, here's all the normal shots that we're going to do and gave him the directions for that. And what I said was, we're going to shoot 3 to 4 really off-the-wall, crazy, fun images here. And my plan was then to use those to swap those out for the main images for this experiment. So I did that and I kind of have some cool results. Some results that didn't really hold true to my theory, but nonetheless, very interesting stuff. So as you know, you get, I think it's 9, maybe 10 now, can't remember, image slots to play around with your images for your listing. So I would encourage you to obviously fill all of those image slots up, but also talk to your photographer and start getting your creative juices flowing, with different ideas and different shots, creative shots that you could potentially do for your main images. Now, obviously, you gotta follow Amazon's guidelines in terms of service, all that stuff when it comes to the images. You definitely don't wanna break any of those rules, but I'm just gonna challenge you to think outside the box, get creative. You know, if you have accessories along with your product, could you use those as props in the shot as well? Just get creative with it. So every product is gonna be different. Sometimes you might not be able to do this stuff with every single product, but in my case, for both these products, I could do that. I could really think outside the box. So here is what happened. So the first product I had, let's just say, I split tested this in Splitly. So I had my normal kind of standard, regular, everyday type of image versus the creative off the wall image. And I ran a split test for about 2 weeks and I wanted to see what would happen. Would I get more impressions? How would it affect the sales and all that good stuff? So obviously Splitly gives me all that data very quickly and easily. So this was a really a lot of fun. And here's actually what came out. Not exactly what I expected. So the normal main image actually got way more impressions than the creative image. So my theory for that didn't hold up, which was kind of interesting. So the normal one got way more impressions, and the conversion rate on using the normal kind of everyday regular main image had a conversion rate of 1.71% more than the creative. So it was actually converting better as well. Okay. And then check this out. This is kind of crazy. So the normal image sold on average 2 more units a day compared to the image or the creative image listing. Okay. So that is over 700 units a year, if that were to hold true, though, that two additional products sold per day. So obviously the bottom line was that the creative image that I rotated in there did not perform better than using kind of a standard everyday image. So that was really, really kind of eye-opening for me because I thought it was going to go probably the other way. So I do have other creative images to also rotate and split test in there, and I will be doing that in the very near future. So just think about that for a second, though. Using different main images gave me a dramatic difference in the bottom line and the profit of that product, which is, you know, very, very eye-opening to me that just by switching one little thing out there, one main image from, again, creative to normal, you're going to have that big of a difference on the bottom line. So 700 units more. So what if I never split tested that and I just assumed that the creative image would roll better? So that's why split testing and actually tracking your results is extremely important. So obviously my bottom line conclusion again was that the main image won out and I would continue to use that. All right, so product number two that I did this with, again, creative, really off the wall, outside of the box, crazy image versus a more of a standard type main image. The standard type main image in this case got way more impressions. Okay, so again, my theory didn't hold up, but here's where it got a little interesting. The conversion rate with the crazy image was 4% higher than just the standard image. So that's a pretty big difference in a lot of cases. That's a pretty big difference. So the crazy image converted better than the main image there. So that was really important to know. But here was the bottom line. The standard, almost kind of boring main image was bringing in $30 per day extra profit than the creative one. So think about that for a second. $30 per day. That's a dramatic difference, okay? So it's getting so many more impressions that the conversion rate difference didn't matter, okay? So if you add that up, $30 per day times 365, that's nearly $11,000 in profit difference just by having a different main image swapped in or out, however you want to look at that. So that's how dramatic that main image can, or that's the effect that having, you know, swapping out different main images can have on your sales, okay? So again, as with the first one, I do have other creative images to kind of float in and out of there and test the results. Will it have a dramatic impact on impressions and sales? And again, Splitly gives me all that data. So that was really eye-opening, very, very eye-opening. And a few other things that I can test out really are the other images or the order arrangement of the other images as well. So I can test out and swap out the main images, but I could also look at, you know, the second, third, fourth image and see what would happen if I kind of changed up the order of those to see if that has any impact on the sales whatsoever or the conversion rate. So, but the main image is definitely going to be where you're going to get the biggest bang for your buck. So I'd highly encourage or recommend that you take a look right now at your listing. And if you're struggling with your conversion rates, maybe it's kind of low and you're thinking, geez, what could I do? Start with the main image there. Do you have the right main image? Can you test that against maybe a couple other shots just to see what converts better? Or do you need to dial up your friendly photographer and get some new images made up? Because I just pointed out to you that having some different main images in there, whether they're creative or normal, can have a dramatic impact on your results and sales. So you always want to be optimizing and improving things and testing things and trying things out. Don't be afraid to do any of that. And again, I use Splitly to do all of that for me and just set it up in Splitly and just let it roll, and it gives me the data. So a lot of these split tests can be done in about a week or two before you get your final results on what's going to be the winner. And if you guys want to start split testing some of your product listings, then check out Splitly by going to privatelabelershow.com/split. And they have a free trial that you can try out. And if you use that link, you'll also get a discount on Splitly. So check that out. And as I continue to test things and try things out, I will definitely report back to you guys any of the learnings that I found that can help you and your business improve, okay? So that's going to do it for today's podcast episode. Hope you got some value out of it, and I will talk to you in the next one. Bye. Hey, I was wondering if you could do me a quick favor. If you listen to this podcast episode on iTunes, Stitcher, or even YouTube, could you please leave me a quick review or a quick upvote? It would be greatly appreciated and go a long way to helping me reach my goal of helping 1,000 people start an online business in 2016. Thank you and talk soon.